Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to be together. We're going to talk this morning about outreach. Amen. Because we've been doing this theme called Light of the World. And we are wrapping that up. Only a couple more weeks left. I know you guys are tired of talking about being the light of the world. And you're all the light of the world now, so we don't need to talk about it anymore, right? We're so shiny. What Carlton likes to see. Carlton comes up to me and picks on me. He bullies me. And he says, Vince, you're looking shiny this morning. I just want you to know that's bullying. You can't just say that, Carlton, to me. Acts chapter 1, verse 8 is our theme verse. But we're just going to go look back here a little bit. Let's pray. God, we love you. Jesus, there really is. There's no friend like you. And thank you for allowing us to be able to sing that song. But you remind us of that as well. I appreciate Kendall's communion this morning. Just some time, just kind of getting his emotion out and really being able to remember and reflect that you really never leave us alone. And there are so many moments, obviously, that we struggle with loneliness or feeling alone. Or I think that's the enemy's trick for sure, just to make us feel like really we're all alone. But Jesus, you do. You know all about our struggles. You know all about our troubles. You know all about our sicknesses. And you know all about our good days, our bad days. You know everything about us. And you are there with us through them all. You're there carrying us and helping us and leading us and guiding us. And your spirit is around us constantly. And so thank you for your presence. You are ever present. And help us, God, to always remember that, to look forward to that, to lean into that. And we love you, Jesus. We need you so much. And please guide the words that I share, these brief words that I share, God. May they be what you won't share, God, and remove me. Say only what needs to be said to move us closer to being like you, to being closer to you, being more in your image as you create us to be. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, I believe it's the first slide here. It says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And our title this morning is really Witnesses, you know, to the ends of the earth. You know, this comes really at a pivotal time for God's people. This is sort of after the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. And, you know, Jesus returns and he tells the disciples really these incredible words. He says, you know, you wait in Jerusalem, okay? And then the Holy Spirit will come and something amazing is going to happen. And I don't think they quite know exactly what's going to happen, but the Spirit will be poured out in an amazing way. And when it is, when it does, when it happens, you're going to be my witnesses. You're going to be my witnesses. You're going to be my witnesses locally. You're going to be my witnesses regionally, and you're going to be my witnesses to the ends of the earth. And of course, obviously, you know, the apostles, as they're probably listening to this, and they've overcoming all sorts of doubt themselves, not really feeling like they're world beaters or we're going to go to Jesus, we can't even get out of bed this morning. How are we going to go to the ends of the earth? And it's really amazing that Jesus does impact to the ends of the earth. And that it starts really, in a lot of ways, it starts locally. And we have impact regionally. And we have impact to the ends of the earth. In fact, our church, Brian shared about this a little bit. Our church is doing a little bit of that right now. In fact, we have local impact. Brian shared about some of those things that we're doing. That's pretty cool, right? It's nice to hear those things every now and then. Wow, we help keep someone's lights on. That's awesome. There's a lot of things we do locally. In fact, our missional midweeks this week are really about us having some local impact. Our small groups going and doing something, whether it's this week or Saturday or whatever, but doing something where we are trying to have local impact. Help people. Bring friends along. along with us, to go and meet some need in the community. But then we also have regional impact, right? We also give money for the Heartland region. Brian mentioned the dollars we give going to places like Little Rock and really amazing, great cities like Lincoln, Nebraska. It's not that far off, Brian. 7 hours, about. I don't know what's going on with my Nebraska football team. It's painful to watch. But Mizzou's doing well. It's EOU. There you go. But we have regional impact. I mean, we're touching the lives of disciples and non-disciples in places like Little Rock and Springfield, Missouri, and Lincoln, Nebraska. And that's awesome what we're able to do. Just our little dollars. But not only that, I understand that even some of our teens are thinking about going now to go to college in Lincoln, Nebraska. Wow. Yeah, they're thinking about going to be a part of a mission team. No? Did I get that wrong? Well, don't blame me. Blame Alex. Alex told me that, okay? They're thinking about it, okay? He goes, I don't know what he's talking about. Just don't go to that one place. You know what I'm talking about. And then, of course, we also give to the work in Liberia, Africa, and we support the work over in Russia as well. So our church, we're just this, we happy few. We're having local, regional, we're having worldwide impact with our dollars. Amen. But, you know, God created us to do this. In fact, from the very beginning, this was God's heart. Let's look back in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. First point is God uses witnesses. He uses witnesses. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, it says, God blessed Adam and Eve. He blessed them. And he said to them, he said, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish and the sea and the birds and the sky and over every living creature that moves along the ground. But look at God's heart. God says from the very beginning, he says, be fruitful, fill the earth, be fruitful. And of course, God's goal, his plan was, as he created us in his image, we were to be these little image bearers of God running around in the world constantly. Just little bitty image, little idols. That's what we are. We're image bearers. We walk around in that. Even the animals and the fish, everyone that would see us, they'd be like, oh, is that God? Look like God. Reminds me a little bit of God. That everything, that the bears, the lions, and the snake, they'd be, oh, wow, I think that might have been God. No, that wasn't God. Looks like God. Kind of reminds me of God. Feels like God walking the earth. That's what we would be. God said, fill the earth, you little image bearers. Go out, multiply, increase. And of course, we didn't do so well at that, right? We didn't do so well, and so that's okay. You know, God's got a plan for that as well. We messed up, okay? And God has grace and mercy and forgiveness. And in fact, you know, by the time we get around to Noah, the Bible says the earth, the human's heart was filled with sin, like, all the time. And we all went, who went and saw Noah? That was pretty cool, wasn't it, going to a movie together? It's pretty cool, right? And so God said, Noah, build an ark. I'm going to save a few, okay? And I've got a plan. Now, I don't know that Noah knew exactly what the plan was. I don't think he did, but he goes, okay, a few people are going to get in this thing, and I don't know how we're going to restart this thing, but God's got a plan. We're just going to go with it, man. That's a whole great story of faith, isn't it? But what happens when Noah and his family, when they get out of the ark? God says, we're starting over. Go be fruitful and multiply. Go fill the earth. You little image bearers, there should be little versions of God walking around everywhere. Right from the start, something bad happens. I mean, with Noah and his daughters and the whole thing. That's okay. God's got a plan for that as well. Amen. But God says, fill the earth. Fill it. See, we were created to fill the earth with God's image. We were created to fill the earth with God's light. Isn't that awesome? Like, you were created not to just go do your job at work. Amen for that. Amen. But you were created, we were created to be his image bearers. So Acts 1:8 is really, it's sort of that filling the earth again, but filling the earth with God's light, God's image, his image bearers. We are the message. And this original command, while physical of sorts, it wasn't just physical. God wasn't just saying, just go put more people on the earth. No, they will be like me, made in my image. It wasn't just a physical calling. It was a spiritual calling as well. Amen. In Genesis chapter 10, you find out something else. And so anyway, I guess point number one is God always has a plan for his witnesses. Amen. That we are to be witnesses of who he is, that everything in creation, the trees, the grass, it all will be saying, wow, look, these guys, they are just doing nothing but proclaiming God's light everywhere they go. Amen? Amen. Point number two, God is concerned about the nations. God is concerned about the nations. Go to the second slide. In Genesis 10, we see the table of the nations there, right? Okay. This is in Genesis 10, and when it talks about all the nations of the earth, and you know, maybe some debate whether this is all the nations of the earth that existed then or whether there were more. We know we have almost 200 nations now, depending on who's being toppled and, you know, coup attempts and all that stuff. But around 200, roughly 197 or whatever it might be. But God cares about the nations, which is why in Genesis 10, we get the 70 nations. We get it early in the book of Genesis. Why? Because God is saying, I care about the nations. I care about the world. I care about it so much. I care about people. I care. I know we blow it. I know we mess up, but I care about people. I care about the nations. And this is important because by Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, 3, if we'll go there. The Lord God said to Abram, go from your country, your people and your father's household to the land I will show you. And look what God says to Abram. I will make you into a great nation. Okay, that's pretty cool. Okay. It says, and I will bless you. Also pretty cool. Okay. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And listen to this. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. This is important because God is saying, you know, it might be easy to think, well, if you're Abraham, you know, I really like these first, you know, six blessings, right? God goes, hey, man, I'm going to make you into a great nation. Okay, all right, I like that. I'm going to bless you. Bring it, God, come on. I'm going to make your name great. Oh, sounds awesome. You will be a blessing. Oh, I'm going to be a blessing to everyone around me. Everyone that's my friend, they're going to be blessed just because they're my friends. I will bless those who bless you. This is awesome. I can even incentivize people to bless me. If you bless me, you'll be blessed. This is a good thing for you. And I got you back. Those who curse you, they'll be cursed. I'm feeling pretty good. And then he says, and Abraham, the whole world will be blessed because of you or through you. The whole world will be blessed through you. I don't think Abraham could fully grasp what that meant. He goes, okay, I'm down with the blessings, the cursing, all of that stuff, and the people, but the world? Come on. I mean, God, I can't wrap my head around the world. I mean, I can get my head around this little group, and God, by the way, how am I going to get to the world? I'm literally walking on foot. How is the whole world going to be blessed? But God cares about the earth. He cares about the nation. He cares about the world. And this, he embedded in Abraham. And this blessing would be repeated multiple times to Abraham and even to the people of Israel. God chose one to bless many. Jesus even sent out a few, right, to reach all. See, God always is willing to work with not very much to make something great happen. And sometimes that's us, right? You go, well, I'm not feeling like very much right now. I'm not feeling all that awesome, bro. You're talking about, I hear where you're going. You're talking about having an impact to the ends of the earth, bro. I'm just trying to get out of bed. Just trying to get myself going. Just trying to get myself, you know, off the couch, so to speak. And you're talking about blessing the nations. God cares about the world. And he even uses us. Can you believe that? We are the witnesses that God is going to use to impact the world. Yes, to Abraham, Jesus will be born. Now spread to all nations. Jesus is spread to all nations, the nations that want him, the nations that don't want him. But everyone has heard. Everyone has an idea. And I know we've gone around and spread some bad versions of Christianity around the world. Amen. But everyone has heard. Everyone does hear. It says this again in Genesis 18 and 19. He says, surely Abraham will be a great and powerful nation, and all nations of the earth will be blessed through him. Every nation of the earth will be blessed because God chose this seed to do something amazing. The prophets understood it. Isaiah 49 says it. God says to the Israelites, I will also make you a light to the Gentiles. Amen. That my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. God has always had a plan for the ends of the earth, for everyone, for the Gentiles, for those of us in this room. He's always had this world plan from the beginning. Fill the earth with light. Fill the earth with little idols of me. Fill the earth with God, with truth, with who he is. Fill the earth with Jesus. Psalm 67, verses 1 through 2 say this. May your ways be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. You know, the Old Testament, it repeatedly sort of, it foreshadows this plan, this intent by God to reach every corner, every tribe, every tongue, every nation. And Acts 1:8, it's just a crescendo of this song that's been humming all throughout history. That God cares so much about the world. That's right. That God loves people so much. That he cares so deeply about helping people to know who he is, to be in right relationship with him, that there's nothing more important. There's nothing more important in this world than taking a friend with you to heaven. Amen. Nothing more important. There can be nothing more important. It is so important, and it meant so much to Jesus, he died for it. It meant so much to him. You know, we say he died for the world. He put his life on the line for it. He cared a lot about it. And so I guess my third and final point is, will you join the work? Will we work together for what God cares so much about? What he's always cared about, and I know for some of us, it's not maybe not joining, maybe it's rejoining, maybe it's a recommitment, maybe it's a refreshment. I don't really know what you want to call it. Maybe you're already go, bro, man, okay? I've been about it, amen? But for some of us, we have to probably really rearrange our schedules and our lives so that we can again love and care and be the witnesses that we were always intended to be. God did create us to work, right? When he created Adam, he put him in the garden to work, amen? And I fully believe that when this is all said and done, when we go, heaven will be a place where we work. We're not just going to be laying around eating donuts, okay? I think there'll be work to do. I don't know what the work will be exactly. I don't think it'll be the same kind of work we're doing right now. I think it'll be enjoyable. I imagine a lot of singing and a lot of humming and enjoying the work, amen? It'll be fun. You won't get tired. Your clothes won't get worn out. It will be amazing, okay? You'll be excited. Like, you know, off to work we go, you know? You'll be excited, amen? Except without the I-O. There won't be any I-O, off to work we go. Off to work we go, okay? But I think while we're here, we also get to participate in this great work, working with God. See, God wants us to work with him. It's different than working for him. Working for may be a little bit demotivating to some of us. But working with God, because we do get the, he invites us, come on and join me. Because we're doing it with him anyway, amen? We're not doing it just for God. We're doing it with God. God's there the whole way. Like Kendall said, he's always been with us the whole way. And even though you may be feeling like, Vince, I don't know if I can do it. Maybe you don't have to go to the ends of the earth now, okay? Maybe you don't even have to cross the Missouri River, okay? Or the Missouri boundary. There's rivers all around us, aren't there? You don't have to go outside of Missouri. But I will tell you, right there in your neighborhood, right in your workplace, right when you stop to get fuel on the way home or at the Schnucks or the Deerbergs or wherever you go, Costco business, whatever, wherever you stop on the way out, there is someone there that is waiting. I tell you, the numbers of the unchurched are only increasing in our city. If we took a Sunday morning off, you would think it was a work day out there. You're like, but there's no one in church. No one's in church. A lot of people need Jesus. Our city needs Jesus desperately. Your neighbors need Jesus desperately. And not to be judgmental, but if you just think in your neighborhood, right, how many of your neighbors attend, worship, know their Bible, read their Bible? How many of them would say, you know, even online, right? How many of them, I watch online? Well, how often do you watch online? Well, not very much, really. Okay. I mean, the world needs us more now. It needs more light now than it ever has. But I just want to remind you that we are the light of the world. That we are the light of the world. That's who we are. That's who we were created to be from the very beginning. We were created to be those little image bearers that are just shining light everywhere they go. And we're doing that. And I know if you're like me, you've had moments when you're going, bro, I'm not feeling a little dim, a little dark. It hasn't been great. But hey, I want to let you know that you are the light of the world. No matter how dim it feels for you or dark it may feel for you, there's someone out there that's feeling even darker. Amen? Amen. And I'm not just talking skin complexion. Amen? Amen. Amen. God bless.